views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life. You.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. We're so delighted to be here. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Spiritual Diagnostics. This is your host, Carol Dorian.
And I'm Suzanne Evans, and I'm so happy to be here. And thank you, everybody, for listening today.
Today, we are going to be discussing the power of your past. This is going to be about your past life. We're going to be touching on the power that the past has, as well as the power that you have over the past. So in this show, we're going to be learning what it is that the spirit and the soul collects from lifetime to lifetime, as far as lessons, experiences, the purpose, and the roles that certain people play in your life. For example, have you ever met somebody and have felt like, even though we've just met, I feel like I've known this person forever? It doesn't feel like I've met this person. It feels like I've run into them after not seeing them for such a long time. You know what I'm talking about, Suzanne?
Oh, yes. You know, I experienced that myself quite a few times. And also, as well, it comes into play with deja vu, dreams as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Deja vu. Let's talk about that for a moment. You know, that is where you say, I've done this before. I have felt this before. I remember this whole scenario taking place at another time. And sometimes it's just that split second, that little instinct that recalls the memory.
It could be something, it doesn't have to be something big that's happening. It could be sitting down in your living room and just the way you sat down and the way that you picked up your cup of coffee. Because I know that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is where,
you know, so definitely deja vu is definitely something that we witnessed before. It feels like it happened before. It's like we really have been there. We really have seen this. And that is why past lives is so important, because they do exist. It's something that maybe physically on a level we don't remember, but spiritually our spirit, our soul can definitely remember and be familiar with things that we witnessed and things that we experienced in our past lifetime. So I love what we're talking about today. I love what we're shedding some light on about past lives, how they work, how they affect us in our present lifetime. You know, it's just so, I just love it so much. I love this topic, and I love what we're talking about today. In our past lives, oh, I'm sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, you know, it's so great that people can have memories stored in the spirit and that we actually have a way to access them.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Absolutely.
We definitely do.
Yes, and I love when you explained about how you talked about it a little bit in the last show, too, how the spirit remembers certain situations, and that correlates and connects to prior lifetimes as well.
Yes, and you know, our past lives are very important, and this is why. just because, like I was saying earlier, just because physically we do not remember what we experienced in our past life or emotions that we felt or situations that we witnessed, our soul does remember positive and negative emotions and experiences. There are times that our spirit witnessed, experienced something, or it could have even been some type of trauma that our own soul cannot completely heal of, all because through the process of reincarnation, our spirit was not able to put these emotions at rest, to completely heal and move forward from whatever type of maybe hurtful emotion that we experienced in our past lifetime or something that we have witnessed. You know, through that whole process of reincarnation, there is times that our spirit holds on to that situation, holds on to that memory, holds on to that emotion. So if one soul is holding on to a hurtful situation or emotional blocks, it definitely does affect us in our lifetime. That's why past life regression is so important, because our spirit holds the key to complete healing. Our very own soul truly does record our lifetimes. Our spirit wants to communicate with us on a physical level. Our spirit wants to reveal what it has witnessed. Our spirit's voice can be heard through past life regression. You know, our spirit could have witnessed something, could have experienced something that it wants to let us know. And that is all possible through past life regression, to communicate one-on-one with our spirit and allow our spirit, allowed our very own soul, to express to us what is going on within, what did it experience, and reveal and show us what it is that they witnessed in this past lifetime that they're holding on to. Because I have done many past life regressions, Carol, and I know that you're aware of that. But, and you know, there's so many times that our spirit is able to show us and guide us in the right direction. Our spirit truly does hold the key to our healing process, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Absolutely. And you know, I love when you say our spirit communicating with us, because there are two portions of our being that do the most communicating, and that is the mind and the spirit. So this is where we take into the mind what it is that is around us in a physical sense. But when we take some time to hear from spirit, the spirit is informing us, sending the message to the mind. This is where you're at, and this is why. So when we take into consideration the fact that we've lived before, we've been here before, what does that really affect? It's our love life, our family ties, and our plans. The plans that we make and the plans that we do not make. In other words, if there are certain situations in your life that you desire to move forward in and you do not know how to structure your plans, or you're feeling blocked when it comes to making plans, this could be because the preconceived notion of the plans that you set in this particular direction of your life in a prior lifetime did not come to fruition, or there was something blocking it. So you come back in this lifetime, hopefully to learn the lessons and to receive the meaning of a certain area, one or more areas of your life. And that really has a very strong effect on love. You know, when I was talking earlier in the beginning of the show about how you run into somebody and you're like, you know what? I feel like I've known this person forever. I feel like I've run into this person numerous times. I've had an encounter in a relationship in another lifetime. This is the soulmate connection. And this is where people come together and they could be saying all of the components are here for an amazing relationship. We communicate well. We go so far with each other and everything feels amazing and wonderful. And when it's good, it's great. And then all of a sudden, there is a pause where that relationship has a cutoff, a breaking point, or communication ends. And you're saying, I know this is my soulmate. I feel this connection. I feel this amazing bond. Why is it, though, that we can't go to the next level? And when you tap into who the people are in this lifetime that were in your prior lifetime and what their roles were in that lifetime, you can come to the learning and to the understanding of, is this meant to be the soulmate that I spend my life with? And if the answer is yes, what is stopping us from being able to reach that point? The knowledge and the information of what took place between you and that person in your prior lifetime will give you that answer. So it's important to come to the understanding of, is this person in my life that I will learn a lesson? Is this person in my life because there is a karmic contract? Or is this person in my life that we are going to live our lifespan out together depending upon a prior situation being cleansed or cleared, a karmic residual being released? And in past life work, that is exactly what we do. We tap into that lifetime and find out the people who are around you now. Are you meant to go forward in certain directions with them? Are you meant to create a stronger tie? Or are you meant to come to a place that the contract has been fulfilled and it may be meant for you to move on to someone else? But it's very hard to do that if you're not aware of what that person's connection to you is in this lifetime. And we're going to touch more on that, the people in your life and the roles that they play and how the karmic residuals and contracts work from prior lifetimes after we come back from a short break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease. Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone, and we are back talking about healing the past, talking about the power of your past and the power that you have over the past in reference to past lives and reincarnation. And for those of you who are listening, if you have a question about somebody in your life right now, who they were to you in a prior lifetime, the role that they are playing in your life in this lifetime, and what it is that you need to know, give us a call. You can call right now on the show. We'd be glad to take your call. You can give us a call after the show at 312-898-2285, or you can log on to spiritualdiagnostics.com, and we'd love to give you any information, insight, and knowledge. And for those of you who are listening, everyone who calls during or after the show will receive a free full life and past life reading combined. So going back to touching on the portion of past lives that affect love and soulmates, this is, again, where somebody is in your life. You know that there is a connection. You know that the two of you know each other far beyond this time period, but you are not sure what it is that stops the flow of the two of you being together. You may be going in that direction, reaching a point where you feel this is who you want to be with, this is where it's meant to be, and then all of a sudden, it cuts off. And sometimes what happens is you will find that in this lifetime, the same point that you are coming up to that brings about that interruption and that uneasy vibration is connected to a point in the prior lifetime or an unfinished
residual. Yes, because our past lives do mean so much, because not only in romantic relationships can we share the past lifetime with that person, also who our parent is today, who our brother, our sister, our friend. There is many people that we could have had relationships with in our past lifetime that in this lifetime, they can be a friend. They can be somebody else that serves a purpose in our life. And we need answers of what that meaning was, what that purpose was, you know? So definitely through past life regression, all of this can be revealed. All of this can be uncovered, because like I was saying into the beginning, our spirit wants to communicate with us. Our spirit wants to share with us emotions that it witnessed, situations that our spirit experienced in our past lifetime, and it wants to share it with us in this lifetime. Because even though that we on a physical level do not remember our past lifetime, our spirit does, because it doesn't matter how many lifetimes that we have been through, our spirit, our soul remains the same. So definitely, when our spirit is remaining the same, it is going to have an understanding and memory of each lifetime, who we were and what we experienced. But we have a caller today from California. So definitely awesome. Let her in.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, yes, definitely. I love your topic today. I've been wondering that for a long time with my husband. I wonder if we're connected from another life. There was an instant connection between us. But once we became a couple, we tend to fight a lot. And I'm wondering, what is that? I have such a connection.
You know, that's exactly what this show is about. It's about identifying what that connection is. So it's like, I'm hearing your voice vibrations, and I'm receiving that your relationship, I know you say you're fighting a lot, but I receive that you have a healthy relationship. Now, do you find, can you think of when you're disagreeing and when you're arguing that it's one specific situation that usually leads up to this disconnect between the two of you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. It's basically chores and going out and doing stuff as a family.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. The reason I laughed is because we were actually doing a past life regression work with a gentleman, and he was basically describing something very similar to this, that whenever it's time for the two of them to do something, a task together, that is when there seems to be that friction kind of going against the grain with one another. You know, sometimes you will find, if you really stop and pay attention to the vibration of your argument, that it might not actually be about the chore. It's almost like a who is in control of delegating or the matter. Do you feel like the vibration I feel is that, so you can feel that. It's like sometimes you have to look away from what it's actually what it seems like the argument is actually about and go to the root of it. And when I hear your voice vibrations, I feel that it is an issue of control and delegation. And I pick up very strongly that you take on a parental vibrational role in this relationship. Can you feel that?
You pretty much read my mind. That was my next statement when I was going to have a chance. Is that he even tells me, "You're not my mom. Don't tell me what to do." And I'm like,
Oh my goodness.
Really? I'm your wife. I got a different role than your mom.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, yes, and it could actually be, you know, is it okay if I'm a little personal on the air, or would you rather me not?
No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. This could be one of the vibrations that I'm picking up is that there was some type of connection to where you were either in a parental role in his life and he was a younger vessel to you and a younger soul and has come back into this life on a different level with you. I do not feel that you were a biological parent to him, but I do feel that you were an older person in his life who had a parental role in another lifetime. And sometimes when you uncover what that connection was and how that role was working, it changes the frequency and the dynamics of the communication in this lifetime. Do you ever find yourself wanting to structure what he's going to do and how he's going to do it, and then it's not that you want to take control, but you can see,
okay, if we outline it this way, this is how it's going to work?
Yeah, it's always to help. But he doesn't see it that way, absolutely.
Because the vibration that I pick up is that you had, in the lifetime that you were with him before, you had the decision-making power and control over this person's schedule and decisions, and this was somebody who was younger than you. But I do feel that this is a soulmate connection. I do feel that the two of you have a very healthy relationship. There's just some strands of your connection that need to be identified. Suzanne, is there something you were picking up?
That is exactly what I'm picking up when I'm sitting here and I'm listening to the situation and I'm connecting to the energy spiritually, is that there is something here that your spirit wants to reveal to you. Your spirit wants you to know the role in your past life, what you served in your husband's life in that past life, because you did experience a lifetime together. That is definitely something that happened. And your spirit wants to reveal to you. Your spirit's trying to communicate with you.
And I feel it was more than one lifetime.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting a vibration of three. How about you, Carol?
Yeah, that feels right, because I did feel that it was more than one lifetime. And three, that vibrational frequency, when you said that, it does feel right. So after the show, I'd like you to give us a call at 312-898-2285. And we'd love to give you a consultation free of charge going into the role of the people in this lifetime that were in your past lifetimes and connecting you to the understanding of how the ties and contracts work.
Yes. I really looking forward to that.
I hope that answered your question.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for calling in.
Thank you.
God bless you too.
Thanks.
That was such an enjoyable phone call. That was awesome.
I really did enjoy. I enjoyed every second of it, every moment. I am so happy that she called in. And we are getting ready to go on break. And we will be back shortly talking about past lifetimes and how they affect us in this life.
Yeah, the who's who. We'll be back real soon.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's atanamethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, hello, and we are back discussing the power of your past and the power that you have over the past, healing past lives. And why do we say healing? What is it that needs to be healed? Well, for some of you, you've already healed your past life. There could be karmic lessons and residuals that you've learned the lesson and you've done the healing. So when we go into past life readings, we go into past life regression work, we're not only finding out about your family ties and the who is who in this lifetime, we're going to bring the knowledge to you of the lessons that you've already learned. The aura is storing the lessons. Certain portions of your chakras are storing those lessons. Your spirit is storing the lessons. But even though you are the same spirit from lifetime to lifetime, at times what's happening is the mind is not caught up to the lessons and the healing that the spirit has already encountered. It's like Suzanne talks about, the spirit is having memories and experiences and learned lessons that you may not be aware of that you've already learned. So for those of you who say, I've already been through this, why am I repeating this process? Sometimes it's just a matter of opening up that portion of information and accessing the lessons that you've learned. It's like a stored spiritual data. And once you open it up and access it, you're going to be able to use the tools of the lessons, the loose ends that you've tied up, and the karmic patterns that you've released once you know who you were, when you were this person, and the situations that have taken place in your lifetime. So in these lifetimes, we are developing family ties, relationships, and contracts. Some of these contracts have already been fulfilled. We have people in our life who we owe them a karmic debt, or there is a duty in some way that needed to be relieved between ourselves and someone else, or someone else and ourselves. And what can be happening, and I've seen it many times, is that we're not quite aware that the contract has expired. It's kind of like paying a bill over and over again that you've already paid. So when you access this information, it also helps you to break the contracts that are no longer valid in your lifetime. And these invalid contracts, create unwanted repetitious patterns in certain areas of your life. So it's unlocking and recognizing the soul ties that you are meant to break, the ones that you are meant to keep, what it is that you've already cleared, and where you're at. It's like taking inventory on your soul's lessons, experiences, and what it is that you have stored. So for those of you who are listening to this, and you might be wondering, what is it about this certain person in my life that I cannot seem to break free from? Every time I think I'm finished, I'm not. This person is back in my life. Every time I think I'm over this, I'm not. I'm giving it another chance. You need to recognize what that contract is between the two of you. And recognizing that contract is going to take you to the point of advancement with this person, going to the next level, if that's what's meant, or releasing that situation, releasing that person, and coming to the understanding, we've already done this. We've already completed this. And what does that knowledge and information give you? It gives you the ability to open your spiritual, emotional, and mental path to the new experiences that serve this lifetime. So many of us are living in an expired contract. So it's very important to understand what grounds the contract was created on, the lessons that were meant to be received by the contract, and the purpose. Otherwise, it's kind of like repeating the same movie, watching the same movie over and over again, expecting a different ending. So it's very helpful to know who you were and who the people around you were. And this is where you unlock your manifesting power. If you're stagnant and stuck pursuing contracts, relationships, and people that no longer serve your purpose or their purpose, it creates a block and a stagnant energy that keeps you in a position that you cannot use your manifesting ability. A very big part of manifesting is understanding where you're at, because then you understand where you're meant to go. If you can look at where you're at today and understand who the people are in your life, the roles that they play, and the contracts that you have, then you can focus your energy to what you are meant to manifest, because it's at that point that you will have that understanding and that realization. So again, why do we say healing your past? There are certain issues, situations, experiences that do not serve us, yet we've brought them back in because we're not sure of the roles that it plays in our life today and why we are repeating this. And that understanding is what brings you to the point and the ability to access the lessons that you've already learned, moving forward and opening up your life to basically movement, being able to receive new experiences, moving to higher levels, and living in your true happiness. That's what it's about. Understanding where you've been sheds the light on why you are where you are and where it is that you're meant to go.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And you know, something else that I really want to talk about, and I really want to express to our listeners, and I know, Carol, that a few weeks back, me and you were even talking about this, you know, sharing different people that we did past life regressions with. Some of us, you know, through past life regression, what's revealed is we do not have a spiritual block. And actually, healing is not always what everybody needs. Some people could have needed it, already got it. But, you know,
yes.
Also, there's a lot of times what can be revealed through past life regression is our purpose in this lifetime. Because there's times that in a past life, something could have happened, something could have took place, and we wasn't able to achieve our goals, what we desired, and also what was meant for us. But we were reincarnated to achieve those goals in this lifetime that we wasn't able to achieve in our last lifetime. So definitely reincarnation always does serve a purpose. And I am a strong believer in it is always important to know the purpose of why was we reincarnated? Why was we placed in this lifetime? Because it just makes life so much easier having a full understanding of our purpose, people that play a role in our life, and the way everything is coming together, because our spirit does know that. It does hold the message. It does hold the meaning. And everybody's spirit, everybody's soul, it wants to communicate and is more than willing to communicate and share what it knows.
Oh, that is so correct. We can share with ourselves what we know and we can access it. And what you're saying is so correct. Some of us have already done the healing. We've already gone through a lifetime where in a prior lifetime we've healed, yet we're still playing out the same message, or it appears to be the same lesson. And there's no reason for that because you've already gone through it. You've already healed. So sometimes what is needed is not so much to heal that portion, but to come into the awareness of what you have already healed. And this in itself facilitates that beautiful movement and flow. That's what takes us from existing to living.
Exactly.
That's what unlocks us.
Yes, and I can't wait to come back. We're getting ready to go on break, but we'll be back and talking about this more, discovering what all of this is and just putting it all together.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will be back very shortly.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Well, hello, and we are back. You're listening to Spiritual Diagnostics. I'm here with my wonderful host, Suzanne Evans, and we've got about 10 minutes left, and we're talking about healing past lives and the who is who in your lifetime that was connected to you in a prior lifetime. For those of you who are listening and wondering who your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband or wife was, your lover, your friends, your colleagues, who certain people were in your lifetime. For those of you who are wondering why you go through what you go through with certain family members in a certain situation of life and wondering what that connection is, what is that soul tie, what are your soul contracts, and you've got questions about these areas of your life, these answers can definitely be revealed to you by a past life regression reading. And for those of you who are listening, give us a call after the show at 312-898-2285. We're going to be going into past life readings with you. And this is a complimentary session where you can access this information and find out what is blocking you from a prior lifetime. If there is anything blocking you from a prior lifetime, you can access the lessons that you have already learned that will propel you in this lifetime. Find out what it is that you need to know about your loved ones, your journey, your path, and your soul's purpose and mission in this lifetime. You can also log on to our site, spirituald.com. And this is going to give you information, who we are and what it is that we do. But I'd like all of you to know, each and every person who is listening, you hold the answers. Your spirit holds the data to who you are, where you've been, the answers to your healing, and the key to every locked door. By discovering who you were and the people around you in your prior lifetimes, you can access that information on a higher and deeper level. And you know, Suzanne, you were talking about tying up loose ends, and I was very interested in that when you talked about some of you, it's not a matter of healing. It's a matter of finding out what has already been healed. Can you touch a little bit more on that?
Yes, because, you know, there's times that I have witnessed this with many of people, even friends that I did past life regressions for, because I've done it for friends of mine, you know, that they were reincarnated for a specific reason, for a specific purpose. So that's why a lot of times that when I met with these people, did past life regressions with them, they couldn't find their passion. They couldn't find what they wanted to do. Some, like one person thought that they wanted to be a book writer. Okay, they thought that was their passion. That's what they wanted to do. They wrote a book. They published it. They didn't feel satisfied. They felt like, no, that wasn't my passion. You know, studied certain things in school. Couldn't find their passion. Couldn't find the right path. Couldn't find what they truly loved because they wasn't serving the purpose, specifically what they were reincarnated with. Well, when their spirit revealed that to me, okay, we were able to understand and see and know what their person's purpose was, what this woman's purpose was in this lifetime that we are in today, because a lot of us are specifically reincarnated for a certain reason. So that's a lot of times when we're not fulfilling the reason for our reincarnation, what that creates is, no matter what we're doing, no matter how calm or positive or at peace our life may be or organized, we feel a bit of emptiness. We feel bored in our office or our work or whatever your work environment is, or even if you're just, you know, not at work or in your home, whatever it may be, just feeling that lack of self-fulfillment, that boredom of life, it's because you're not fulfilling your purpose. Everybody, it doesn't matter what age you are or where you're from, we all have a purpose, and our purpose must be fulfilled. And a lot of times, many people are reincarnated. Just sit back and think of that, about that. If you're reincarnated for a specific reason, a specific purpose, and if you don't fulfill that physically, you're going to feel the lack of self-fulfillment and not fulfilling your purpose. So that's also this, our spirit holds the key of fulfilling what is our purpose.
And that key, I believe, is the knowledge of knowing. So sometimes it's not even a matter of a healing in this lifetime. It's finding out what you've already healed in a prior lifetime so that you can come into this lifetime knowing, I've already moved through that, and now I'm ready to fulfill my purpose.
Exactly.
Finding out what you've already done and already learned is just as important as learning more. That way you're not repeating your lessons. And yes, we are reincarnated. We do come back in to lifetimes to complete a mission, to learn and to spread that knowledge to others and fulfill a purpose. So yes, physically, we can feel an emptiness, emotionally, spiritually. And where is this quenched and where is this fulfilled? It does all come down to purpose. So that consists of who you were and where you've been.
Yes, absolutely. Who you were, exactly. You said it perfect, Carol. Who you were and where have you been?
Yes, you know, sometimes we make it so complicated, don't we? But if you think about it, it's really not that complicated, because we search far out of ourselves for an answer, and the answers are already there. They're inside of us. And we'd love to help our listeners as a catalyst to lead you to the answers that your mind, body, and spirit are storing. And finding this out and understanding this is going to help you to be living in the present moment, making plans and fulfilling and manifesting your purpose for the future. For those of you who are listening, maybe your situation is very personal and tender and you don't want to discuss it on the air, give us a call after the show at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. Everybody who has called in during the show or after the show will receive a complimentary past life reading, and it will also be applied with a full life reading. So we're doing two readings that are complimentary to give you an understanding of who you were, where you are, and where it is that you're going. So for those of you who have any questions, feel free to give us a call. And we'd like to thank all of our listeners, and we'd like to thank our callers for calling and asking questions and sharing experiences on every show.
Yeah, so just tune in with us next week, call after the show, and we will be more than happy to do that past life regression. Thank you so much to all of our listeners today for tuning in, listening to the show, and we look forward to hearing from you, to giving you that past life regression, helping you get that better understanding What did you see and what did you experience? Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Thank you very much. Have a very blessed week.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostic Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.